Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Nadezhda Stasova. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we explore the treasures of knowledge found on Wikipedia, diving deep into the lives that have shaped our world. Today, we're talking about an inspiring figure from the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Nadezhda Stasova. Now, you may not have heard of her before, but her contributions to society were significant, and they resonate even today. Stasova was an advocate for women's rights, education, and social reform in Russia during a tumultuous time. With that introduction, let's take a journey through her life and the ideas that she championed. Born in 1841 in the heart of Russia, Nadezhda Stasova came from a family that valued education. Her father was a teacher, and her mother was a well-educated woman in her own right. It's fascinating how the seeds of social impact often begin in nurturing households. Growing up during a time of stringent social hierarchies, particularly relating to gender roles, Stasova was determined to break those barriers. Imagine living in a society that constrained your potential based on your gender alone. That's certainly a thought-provoking perspective, isn't it? How many young women today can relate to Stasova's struggles, even in different contexts? Stasova's path wasn't without challenges. In her early adult life, she became acutely aware of the issues faced by women in her community, not just regarding education, but also in employment opportunities and societal roles. Stasova argued passionately that women should have access to the same educational resources as men. This was revolutionary thinking at a time when women were mainly confined to domestic duties. In 1868, she took a daring step forward by co-founding the Society for the Promotion of Female Education in Russia. This was a pivotal moment, a proactive jump into the educational reform that aimed to address the imbalances faced by women. Can you picture the intensity and the fervor of those initial meetings, the debates, and the frantic planning as they worked to make education universally accessible to women? Through her tireless efforts, the society established schools and initiated educational programs across various regions. Imagine being part of a movement that literally reshaped the future of an entire gender, providing them with the tools for self-empowerment. Stasova's work laid the groundwork for a critical shift in societal norms in Russia, empowering women to become active participants in their communities. But her journey wasn't over yet. In addition to education, Stasova also focused on social issues, tackling poverty and advocating for the rights of individuals in need. She held that education was fundamental to achieving equality, but she also recognized that economic disparities were a critical barrier. This dual approach to reform is something we could all learn from today. As we reflect on her life, it brings me to consider how these issues still resonate with us. In our modern environment, many still grapple with educational disparities and socioeconomic challenges. The question becomes, what actions can we take in our own lives to challenge these inequalities? Between 1900 and 1910, as Stasova's influence grew, she also engaged with broader international conversations. She shared insights at various forums on women's issues, collaborating with other notable figures of her time. Take a moment to think about how the work of one individual can influence a global movement. Stasova was surrounded by like-minded peers, but it was her drive and tenacity that kept the fire of reform alive. Tragically, like many activists, Nadezhda Stasova faced opposition. In some instances, she dealt with societal skepticism that questioned women's intellectual capabilities. How disheartening that must have been. Imagine pouring your heart and soul into a cause, only to face disbelief from those around you. Yet, she persevered, never losing sight of her mission to uplift women and provide them with opportunities that had long been denied. Her work didn't go unnoticed, and even after her passing in 1917, her legacy paved the way for the rights and education of women in Russia and beyond. We've seen great strides since then, but it's crucial to recognize where we still have work to do. So listeners, as we wrap up this enlightening episode on Nadezhda Stasova, I urge you to consider her work in today's context. How can you contribute to the ongoing dialogue about education and rights? What legacy do you want to create in your life, in your community? Let's continue to honor the lives of individuals like Nadezhda Stasova, who came before us and fought for what they believed was right. Each small contribution leads to larger societal change. Just as Stasova's dedication led to tangible benefits for countless women. Before you go, I invite you to explore more about Nadezhda Stasova on Wikipedia. Discover the nitty-gritty details of her life and work, and perhaps it will inspire you to continue the conversation around women's rights, education, and social justice. Join us next time as we explore another remarkable individual from our past. Until then, keep the spirit of inquiry alive and continue to learn and grow.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Nadezhda Stasova. Thanks for listening. See you next time.